The two northern papers give prominence to the leadership contest in the Democratic Unionist Party taking place today and look forward to the result, which the Irish News says is expected after 4 o'clock. That paper says that Geoffrey Donaldson MP is odds-on favourite. He has said that if he wins, he hopes to become First Minister. This means he would run in the next Assembly election, triggering a Westminster by-election. The Belfast Telegraph says that Mr. Donaldson and his rival, Edwin Poots, are engaged in a flurry of last-minute telephone conversations and meetings with MLAs in the final 24 hours of the race. A baptism of fire awaits the new DUP leader, says the paper. Not quite a baptism of fire for Boris Johnson, but the Irish Times reports that the summit meeting between him and the Taoiseach in Chequers, the Prime Minister's country residence today, is expected to be dominated by discussions on the legacy of the Troubles and on the Northern Ireland Protocol. The main story for the Irish Independent is that the government's own research warned in 2019 that cuckoo funds were unlikely to help boost the supply of affordable housing, but could instead develop monopolistic power in parts of the market they came to dominate. Meanwhile, the paper says it has emerged that Fianna Fáil councillors in Cavan voted to rezone residential land to green spaces despite objections from senior local authority officials. In other property news, the Irish Daily Mail describes as a bonanza for home buyers the 20-year fixed-rate mortgage launched by Finance Ireland. Best of all, says the paper, the non-bank lender is backed by taxpayer cash, as the state-owned Strategic Investment Fund has a 30% stake in Finance Ireland. RTE's Lucky Stars is the headline in the Irish Daily Star over a report that Gardaí have said that staff at RTE will not face charges over a retirement gathering at the station last November during the Level 5 restrictions. The Irish Examiner leads with a claim by the ISPCC that social media platforms are allowing the continued cyberbullying of children by refusing to take meaningful action when complaints are made. The Irish Sun reports in its lead story that a 13-year-old boy has been questioned about what the paper calls a horror attack at Howth Junction Dart Station in Dublin. The paper says that he and two 16-year-old youths, one of them a promising footballer, were arrested yesterday morning over an incident at the station last month in which a girl fell from a platform. All three were later released without charge. The matter gets much coverage elsewhere. The Irish Independent reports that Gardaí carried out searches of 5 properties in North Dublin yesterday on foot of warrants, and that Gardaí are continuing their investigation of the incident.